KyleTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
Real fucking funny, asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father's son game.
The Omega.
Better take this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm gonna stick it up fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Alejandro Estrada.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away, but you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the...
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Guessing a slight World Series theme to the intro this week.
Kind of.
Apparently we couldn't get clips from Little Big League to get the right team.
You know, well, we could see who the person who put together the intro was leaning towards.
Yeah.
Biased.
Did not come up. Everyone knows Major League better anyway.
But I still like Little Big League.
Yeah.
It's an underrated movie.
It's an innocent film.
It is.
It's just amusing. It doesn't really hurt anything or anyone.
It's no Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, jeez. You know your sports team sucked for a long time if you have a comedy movie based on them.
Anyway, move on.
Yeah, speaking for sucking for a long time, on with the show. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, do we have a heartbreak, Mike?
We have a heartbreak, Mike.
Yay!
He stops his rage.
Yes.
We got worried. You were raging in the bathroom.
I was, and then, yeah.
He found his... Anyway, never mind.
Stop it.
Mental images. Do not need.
Menstrual images or mental...
Stop it.
No!
You set yourself up for that one.
Jesus Christ. And, of course, I don't know why he's leading this train wreck, but he is the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Damn It, the Cleveland Indians didn't win, and that was really sad because it was in the middle of them being up 3-1 when I put that intro together thinking they were actually going to win the damn World Series.
I told it to Spug, the Cubs thrive under pressure.
Well, hey, you know what? Back to the Future was only off by 1 year.
Back to the Future didn't know that there was a strike one season. So it offset the prediction by a year.
Well, okay, yeah, the year that the Montreal Expos were going to wind up winning the World Series and the guys decided to go on strike.
Well, it didn't matter who was going to win it that year. It creates that divergent timeline. Like, Back to the Future time, that strike didn't happen.
And there was no team in Miami back then. So they predicted that accurately, too. They got the name wrong, though.
Yeah. No, the Florida Gators are a different thing.
Totally. Completely. 100%. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. By the way, all you Americans, I hope that you all got out and voted, whether your candidate won or lost, because I'll tell you right now, if you didn't vote, what gives you the right to bitch and complain?
The internet.
No, that gives you an avenue to bitch and complain. There's a difference. If you didn't vote, you don't have any right to grumble because your candidate didn't win. That's all there is to it at the end of the day. That being said, I'm a Canadian, so I couldn't vote in the American election. And I'm just sitting up here with my arms folded on Tuesday night watching the train wreck take place with popcorn.
Yeah, it's a crying shame. Subway only got 4% of the vote. It's a shame.
Not the election I was talking about.
I know, but I had this. We're just moving on from that. We're just going to go straight into wrestling. How about that?
Straight into wrestling. Are you trying to avoid something?
Yes.
We're trying to avoid this topic, Tim. I swear to God, I will hang up if you continue. Get on to the wrestling.
All right, fine. You're fired.
Cool.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not Joey Styles. How is that?
I could say far worse than what Joey said and still not get fired.
And
I have said far worse than he said.
Well, everybody, yeah, Joey Styles, you know, like diving right into the news topic, he got fired because, you know, and this is the tie-in from what I started the night out with. He said something.
It was something.
It pissed off Gabe Sapolsky terribly.
Now, before you say what he said, everyone in that locker room was told, don't mention the election.
Okay, that's a good caveat to begin with.
Yeah, they were told not to mention anything.
And what did Joey Styles do? Well, he made a remark regarding the ring announcer Joanna Rose, noting that President-elect Donald Trump would like to grab her by the... And he didn't say the word.
And then he looked at someone else in the ring and said, you are what I was just describing, eh?
He turned to Stokely Hathaway and said, speaking of the word I didn't use, that brings me to you. Guess what the word was and what he was implying Stokely Hathaway was. That's right. You guessed it. I'm not saying the word. I'm not going to say it.
It's a type of willow.
It's also it's a type of cat.
I was about to say it's a type of family pet.
Anyway,
he got fired for that after being part of the crew of people who were told to stay away from it. He didn't stay away from it. And it's like, Joey, did you want to get fired?
Possibly.
Personally, I think it's absolutely hilarious. It was brilliant. It was edgy. It was funny. It would have actually gone balls in ECW. Pardon the really, really bad pun that I just realized I made unintentionally. But in today's day and age, it's just such a sensitive topic. And it's a sensitive subject. So I can understand.
It's a sensitive part of the anatomy.
Well, okay, yeah, there you go. God. I was trying to avoid that particular joke, but...
There's a lot of sensitive parts of the anatomy, don't worry.
I opened up the door and you just didn't walk through, you kind of sort of vaulted through. Okay.
This is what I do. Have you not paid attention?
Yes, I know. I should have known better by now. But Gabe Sapolsky publicly announced Styles got fired. He's done with the company, and Sapolsky posted that, here's the quote, I deeply apologize for Joey Styles' comments, and I am furious. We parted ways with Joey Styles, and that's my final comment. Thank you for your support. Should Joey have gotten fired for this?
Before Omega answers in here, I did. Sorry. I will mention the girl in question did not find it offensive.
Not the point.
I want to get all the facts out there.
Okay.
That's all. Just making sure the whole story is out there.
Well, yes, the point is the guy who signs the paycheck said, don't say this, and you said this. Yeah, you had that coming. Bottom line. I don't know. Like, there's nothing else. There's no analysis of that. You know, if you're a lifeguard at the local pool and they say, don't take a shit in the shallow end, and you take a shit in the shallow end, you're probably losing your job.
That's, you know, like, one way of putting it. You know, like from my point of view, I say, listen, guys, don't do any of this shit when you're out in the ring or anything like that. And then you go ahead and do it. I'm like, what the fuck did I tell you? I told you don't do that.
get out of here. You don't listen so good.
I mean, whether you're working the ring or not, the whole point is you do what you're told so the show goes the way you planned it to go.
Pretty much. And at the same time, you endeavor to avoid something that is definitely going to divide your audience, your fans. With everything that happened after, I'm not bringing it up or rehashing it, but with everything that has happened after Tuesday, you know that half of that crowd is going to be one side, half the crowd is going to be the other side. And those two sides currently are really not getting along at all.
Nope.
And the next thing you know, the match is going to be outside the ring.
I know. It's an ugly topic. It's an ugly thing that happened to begin with. Like, I'm sorry. Like, part of me is like, okay, that's kind of a hysterical way. Like, if you're intentionally trying to get out of your job, that's a pretty good way to doing it. At the same time, it's thoroughly unprofessional. It's just one of those things that Joey's been in this business long enough. He should know that's just not what you do.
You know, that's just the thing. He's been in the business long enough to know that, you know, like he was told not to, well, you know, he was collectively told not to do it. So you would figure he wouldn't, or if he wanted to cause trouble, get himself into trouble and get fired, then, you know, that's understandable that he did do it because that's the quickest way to get it done. Do you think maybe he wanted to be let go? Or was he just being, screw you guys and do what I want?
I don't think you say something like that knowing that your boss doesn't want you to say it. And not expect to get fired.
What do you think, Mike?
I think it's not like the shoot promo that he did on Monday Night Raw. I really think he wanted out. I think it was his way of saying you guys were treating me unfairly. You know, I'm bigger than this. I really think that yes, he is a commentating legend. I kind of think that it got to his head because he believed that they probably treated him unfairly and probably weren't paying him enough, and so he bitched and complained about it. I love Joey Styles. Don't get it twisted. I love Joey Styles and his commentator. It's just, there's a time and a place for everything. At that moment, I really think that he kind of took it a bit further and he could have did it the mature way and said, hey, you know what? I quit. I mean, I can't do this anymore, so pretty much.
I would think that, you know, Joey Styles wanted to quit, he would have just quit and not done something to cause damage like that.
You never know. Like, if he's under a contract of some kind, that's one way of getting out.
Well, yeah, this is true. If there's some kind of at least partially binding contract, and I would say at least because it could be partly binding or even more so. But now, I think it was a tweet that I read or a posting. I can't remember who put it up there. But now that makes sense. Somebody said something about overinflated egos for pro wrestling commentators. Get over yourself. You're not the show. I'm paraphrasing. I'm trying to get as close as I can, but that's not quite it, but it's close. It happened just this past week, and I wish I could find who said that.
Yes, I really don't follow enough of the industry on Twitter or whatnot to know who said it.
I'm not sure. Anyway, so that's, you know, one legend down. another one might be rearing his head in the upcoming months in WWE. Yeah, slowly.
Someone not looking forward to this.
I don't think so, but slowly. Slowly and in little bits, we've been seeing more and more and more of this, I have to say former because he got kicked out, former WWE Hall of Famer appearing on WWE programming in bits and pieces here and there, slowly getting more and more mentions.
They've never actually kicked anyone out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, I
mean, he's exiled from WWE.
No,
They didn't strip that away from him. Look at everything Sunny's done. She's still in.
Yeah, that makes no sense at all. Anyway, who are we talking about? Hulk Hogan. Now that the whole thing with his Sykes tape and Gawker and the lawsuit and everything, and he's been awarded, what, $130 million or something like that, or $30 million, whatever. And Gawker, because of Hulk Hogan and the lawsuit, has now gone bankrupt, and they've sold their assets off and the whole bit. Has the heat died down enough for him to come back to WWE?
At this point, I would probably say so.
Yeah.
It's a said and done thing. And it's just one of those pro wrestling things is, you know, Hogan's always going to have a home there one way or another. He might get kicked out of it occasionally, but, you know, Hogan is, you know, regardless of what you think of him, other words he said, or if you didn't like him in the ring or whatever, he is this industry. Just bottom line. You know, that's where he belongs at some point. And you knew he was going to come back. You know, I may be maybe a little early, you know, because this, you know, because we're talking about him coming back in time for WrestleMania, apparently. And this is just now ending with Gawker. You know, there's, still a few things. You know, I think there's still a few things that still haven't been completely tied in yet. But yeah, like, this was inevitable. Mm-hmm. You know, he was going to be back. So if you got WrestleMania coming up, it's probably a good time to mend fences.
Yeah, maybe. Mike, you kind of sort of groaned over this one. Let's have your take on this.
Hogan keeps leaving and going, leaving and coming, leaving and coming, leaving and coming. It's like, okay, WWE is treating me like crap. All right, I'm out. WWE, you know, another Fed's treating me like crap. I'm going to go back. You know what? I think it's time for me to leave. I think it's time for me to come back. If you're coming back, please come back. Don't leave. Well, don't be wishy-washy. Oh, yeah, guys, I'm going to come to WWE. I just need, you know, I just want this much amount of money, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, no, but Mike, to just interrupt your raging here, in this situation, it's a little bit different. He didn't leave. He got fired, kicked out, blackballed, blacklisted.
For that, yes, I get that. You're right. Hulk Hogan. Too many problems. But if he comes back, hey, welcome back. If he doesn't, we'll see you next year.
Well, here's the thing. The odds, it's pointing towards his returning. The question, Mike, do you want to see him back?
Yes.
Should WWE bring him back?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you offended for the reason that he got fired to begin with?
No, he did it himself.
Okay, so you weren't offended by that whole speech and it's, you know, what people say to each other in their own privacy and stuff.
Right.
Okay. Omega, should WWE bring him back?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Were you offended by what you heard him say on that tape in private that wasn't meant to be public?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't put a whole lot of stock in just simple words.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not asking you whether or not you agree with what he said. That's for damn sure.
Well, no. No. Yeah. We're going there. No.
Well, no, you don't live in Alabama.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't care who dates his daughter.
There you go. Okay. I insult the state and you go a completely different way. But, okay, so fine. I got no problems with Hogan coming back, but does he still have that marquee value? I mean, yeah, Omega, you brought it up earlier. I mean, like, he is the industry. Let's face it, WWF got put on the map nationally, internationally, thanks to Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was the wrestler who transcended the business back in the early, mid, late 80s. He's the guy that basically helped to not just open the door, but knock it down for professional wrestlers to do different things in the mainstream. Does he still have any kind of an impact? He doesn't have that exact same impact anymore, but does he have any kind of impact at all? Is there any value?
Impact is a different content. That's a different context to that.
No.
Like, I don't think there's impact to Hogan. You know, so much as to say, you know, there's nothing he's going to do at this point that's going to have merit to the industry as a whole. You know, short of actually showing up week in and week out and like making someone his protege, mm-hmm. short of taking up that managerial style spot somewhere, you know, and giving someone that, like, you know, the kind of rub Hulk Hogan never gave anybody.
Yeah.
You know, because even Flair passed his finisher off to The Miz. You know, laugh at it as we will. You know, at the very least, like, you know, we see where people get elevated because they associate with these people. So Hogan never really had anyone younger that he associated with. So there's still an opportunity for him to do something, but I don't see him working a road schedule like that, even if it's just the tapings.
Mm-hmm.
One, too expensive. Two, it's Hogan, and he's lucky he can make it anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Mike?
I'm still on the fence. I'm sorry. Hogan revolutionized professional wrestling as a whole. WCW, back then WWF, one of the pioneers, as people will call it, one of, I think he's one of the four pillars of professional wrestling. And people are going to remember him, but I will say this. I don't think they're going to give that big of a pop anymore like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Because as we all know, now the WWE Universe isn't stupid. The WWE Universe understands what Hulk Hogan has done. Now, will he get those cheers and boos? Yes. Will he get a huge pop like The Rock did? No. Will he get that welcome back pop like Goldberg did? Yes, but not as big as Goldberg. If it does, it has to be in a place where he did something great. And yeah, so we shall see.
There's this part of me that listens to you tell me the WWE audience isn't stupid anymore, and then I remember how popular the James Ellsworth shirt is.
Yeah, if you got two hands.
My goodness gracious me. What kind of a pop will he wind up getting the first time back?
John Cena pop. Like I said, hold on, I'm sorry. Like I said, it depends on where he's going to return.
Yeah.
See, I don't think it's so much that. I think at this point, the content of the tape itself is pretty much given way to Hogan himself being victimized by Gawker, having that footage used against him, you know, and released without his permission. I think that's got more impact and more memory than just the words he used in that tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would expect, like, if Hogan does come back, I would expect a pretty loud pop for the guy. I mean, he's left and he's come back, but he always comes back to a hero's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, one way or another, Hogan is the industry. People still have respect for the man and everything he did for the business. You know, fact is, most realize that they wouldn't be sitting in those seats if it wasn't for him.
True. Hmm. Do you announce his return ahead of time, or do you surprise people?
You surprise him like they did The Rock as a special guest host for WrestleMania.
There are certain people that knew The Rock was going to be there, right?
Certain people, but. Let's be honest. No, actually, you know what? A lot of people did not know. When they actually thought it was going to be either Stephanie McMahon or somebody, because they never revealed who the guest host was supposed to be until the day of, and they hid that pretty well.
Hmm, interesting. What do you think, Omega?
No, I don't think you announce it.
You just let his music play and freak everybody out.
Yeah, that's one of those things where the better reaction is going to be by surprise, because if there is any threat of a backlash, that is going to, like, just the unexpected, you know, shock of seeing him back is going to eclipse that. Whereas if you announce it, you give people a chance to go there and, you know, have intention toward, you know, ruining that moment or being the vocal, you know, negative crowd. You know, you give them a chance to warm up. Some will be coming to see Hogan. But setting it up also means you have people who will be there specifically to, you know, go after the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figure you give him a surprise return. You give him a chance to get it off his chest and address the, you know, to as much as you can in a PG era, address the elephant in the room. You know, apologize for not being the man he portrays himself to be, et cetera, et cetera. You give him a chance to ask for forgiveness, basically.
Okay. You wouldn't just completely ignore what happened and not even go near it? That's a tough one, isn't it?
It is. It is. I will be honest. I genuinely don't know exactly what you would do in that situation.
What do you think, Mike? Would you give him a forum to apologize for, you know, he shouldn't have done this, or would you just have everybody ignore it like it didn't happen, sweep it under the rug?
You know, I really think, you know, before he goes in the ring, before he goes back, I think he has to really make amends. Talk to Vince, talk to everybody in WWE board of directors. And Hogan's going to have to do a lot of eating crow. Guys, I'm sorry. It was my fault, guys. You know, it was my fault. And I take full responsibility. And, you know, as a wrestling icon, I think, you know, that I should have did better judgment and blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. At least some form of apology. That's all. And then once you get that form of apology, you know, backstage, all right, Hogan, look, you're going to, I guess we'll put you on for such and such. You got to have, you got to let him have his Hulk up moment.
I mean, okay.
He got it for WrestleMania 18 and everyone went ape shit, so he's got to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
All right. In my situation, I wouldn't announce him in advance. I wouldn't let him surprise a Raw audience, walk out, and not even broach the subject of his firing. Just sweep it under the rug. Ignore it completely. That would be my approach to bringing him back. You can agree or you can disagree. That's perfectly fine. That is 100% your purview. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. If he comes back, where do you debut him? On SmackDown Live, on Raw, or on a pay-per-view?
NXT.
NXT?
Hogan is the future.
The future of wrestling. Hulk Hogan.
Stop it.
Smartass. You're evil sometimes, and not in a good way.
I beg to differ.
But in a mean way. Sometimes you're evil in a good way, but sometimes you're evil in a really mean way.
Seriously, how much you think the rookies in NXT would shit their pants if Hogan just walked through the backstage?
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't. So that's kind of why I want it to happen.
Wow. No, I can sort of imagine just like you said, they'd shit their pants. Like, I'm sure some of that would be literal. It's the Hulkster, brother.
No. You do it on Raw. You give it good attention. You give it a reason for being out there.
Uh huh.
You know, whether it's, you know, whether you now, whether, you know, it's like, you know, whether you like, you know, you're host for WrestleMania this year, give it a few beats and then Real American Hits or something like that. You know, or, you know, you give it some like, you know, other than just, hey guys, here's Hogan.
Awesomeness. That's all it is. Wow. Omega, do you support the indies?
The indies?
Independent wrestling?
When I had the opportunity?
If you had the opportunity to watch independent wrestling on a casually ongoing basis.
That would present an opportunity, yes.
And you would avail yourself of that, provided the product was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you hear what's going on with Flow Sports?
I've heard bits and pieces, yes.
Yeah, okay. Flow Sports TV, which is www.flosports.tv, has announced a 5-year agreement with WWN Live to live stream all of their events on Flow Slam TV. Mike, I want to know, as a guy involved in the independent wrestling scene, what do you think about this announcement between Flow Sports Internet Television and WWN Live to stream all their live events?
Let's take a look. That depends on which independent circuit. If they could do something with this, stream PWG and Evolve. Start off with those. ROH, Ring of Honor already has a deal. Ring of Honor has a deal, and there's another one that has a deal, and I forgot. But that's the one I know. But if you have, okay. Evolve, Shine, Full Impact, Pro, WWE. Okay. If they really want to do something like this, I was just looking at FlowSlam. Okay. PWG. That's the only one that they're missing. I love it that everyone now is supporting indie wrestling. Because indie wrestling is literally where the real good talent is. I mean, let's all be honest here. Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, hell, everybody from the Cruiserweight Classic, independent wrestling. I'm actually seeing that this is an open door opportunity for independent wrestlers to get noticed. You got to start somewhere. And this is a very good investment.
Do you support indie wrestling in general or just certain?
I support independent wrestling in general.
I asked you that question on purpose because, you know, you're involved in indie wrestling like I am.
Absolutely. I am an indie wrestler guy.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, like I said, it's the gateway. It's where your pool talent is. There are certain places. There are three main cities. Calgary, that's where you can get pro wrestling. Texas, that's where you can get good pro indie wrestling. California, those three. And probably, if you want to, James Ellsworth. Independent. First, he was a yarder. Then he became an indie. Now he's WWE. Rich Swann, backyarder, independent, WWE. Cedric Alexander, backyard, independent, WWE. You guys are we're starting to see the pattern. Independent wrestling, AJ Styles, independent wrestling sensation. Now, WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I hate to say this, but indie wrestlers are taking over WWE as we speak.
There you go. You got to get your start someplace, and not everybody can just walk into WWE's training facility and land a job.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do?
You know what? It's hard to explain because it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
It depends on the person. And we can go through the list. I can go to Stampede Wrestling. Johnny Devine, Lance Storm, who else do I want to say?
Natalya, Tyson Kidd.
Right. They all started somewhere and look where they are now.
I could keep going, you know?
You could. But you all get what I mean. It's Jinder Mahal. Jesus Christ, I forgot.
There you go. My buddy Tiger Raj Singh is Jinder Mahal. Yes. Who's picking up that name I just dropped?
It's fine. And it's, but everyone's getting the idea. Indie wrestlers are taking over. Three words, Kevin fucking Owens.
My goodness, do you have to swear?
Fine.
No, three words. No. The answer is yes, damn it.
Fuck yes.
Attaboy. After having a nice little conversation with my son last night about how I hate hearing him swearing. He's not allowed to listen to my webcast, by the way.
Jesus. But, and some of the, I know, but this is a huge discussion when it comes to independent wrestling. You have a lot of independent wrestling feds, PWG, they still pay tribute to WWE. ACH versus Kenny Omega. Literally, they did a WrestleMania 19 spot with The Rock and Stone Cold. They had the vest of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and when they had the vest of Stone Cold Steve Austin, there was whoever was trying to put it on because I think it was the vest that Austin gave or put on auction. But anyway, the moment that he put it on, ACH, they did the same sequence as The Rock versus Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That's respect. There's certain independent wrestlers that know the pioneers that paved the way. And if it wasn't for the people that paved the way, there wouldn't be independent wrestlers that are looked at.
Yeah. So, you know, that being said, I just want to tell people when you have the chance to support indie wrestling, support the really good indie wrestling that's out there. Don't forget that these guys and girls go out every night that they hold a wrestling show and risk breaking their necks to entertain you for a grand total payoff of maybe some days $25, $50. Some who are lucky enough to get $100 who've been doing it for a while. They don't make anything in the way of money, but they do it for the love of professional wrestling, and they do it because they love to entertain you, the fans. So support them. And one way you can do it is to go to www.flowsports.tv. That's spelled F-L-O. sports.tv. Sign up and you can watch WWN live stream all of their events on Flow Slam TV. I think that's a great idea. Omega, do you remember the Dominic on a pole match between Eddie and Ray?
Unfortunately.
That was kind of sad, wasn't it?
They literally put a human being's life on the line in a wrestling match.
Well, in a certain context, yeah, they put a human being's life on the line. Who's got the right to raise Dominic? Mike, you remember this, don't you?
I'm glad the child's mother signed off on this.
Oh boy, you know,
she doesn't have any legal recourse in this matter.
Yeah, no way in hell I could have gotten away with that, doing something stupid like this with Owen. I'll tell you that right now.
You never see that in a divorce here. It was a, and the car goes to the winner of the arm wrestling contest.
Rage.
Stupid.
Apparently, Dominic might be getting involved in pro wrestling. He's a bit of a grown-up now.
Bigger than Daddy.
Come on.
Not hard
That's
to
not
do.
Fair. That's not hard to do at all. Omega, you're bigger than Daddy.
Not my daddy.
No. Dominic's daddy.
Oh, him, yeah. So. That was a really, that was a fun little brief period where I could go around. Look, I am bigger and taller than the world heavyweight champion of wrestling.
Lord.
Shit. So yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just can't get the picture of that stunned looking little kid out of my head who can't quite grasp that it's just a story and not real. The deer in the headlights look is what I have when I think about Dominic. That's what's pasted in my brain.
Oh, the poor kid.
You know that image I'm talking about. You remember that, don't you?
It's been a long time, but vaguely.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see what happens, I suppose. But I think we've been talking for almost an hour or so. We should take our first break of the evening. Are you with me?
Kind of have to be.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us on a non-pay-per-view preview show. I know it's becoming fewer and further between. It's weird. We're taking our first break of the evening. We're going to come back and talk about more stuff right on the other side of this break. We'll be back right after this.
Gets a little Bella in the form of total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have like 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and
that's,
touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, it's not
all
fine.
The time.
That's
all the time.
What?
Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, Kevin. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take them an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
to the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus. What? No!
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTRFs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Starsguard!
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I've learned where the mute button is. I can click it so it's not muted anymore and actually make sure that you hear me when I talk. Good evening. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. Yes, I tried clicking the mute button and it didn't work. Oops. Golf clap. That's a golf clap, isn't it? I'm sure I heard at least one golf clap.
At least.
At least one. I wanted two, but there was only one. Okay, that's it. You guys drive me to drink. Excuse me.
If you're just finding excuses to drink, you're the one with the problem here.
Ah, oh, that's refreshing. Cold and bubbly and frothy and hits the spot. You should try one.
No, thanks.
Fine, then don't. I don't care.
So just try it. I don't care.
There's this thing coming to the WWE Network called 205 Live. Have you heard about it?
Something or other, yes.
What have you heard?
I have heard that apparently 3 hours on Raw is just not enough time to get the little guys out there, so they need their own TV show. Then I heard there's a Cruiserweight tour running with SmackDown that's going to be filming their own show for the WWE Network.
Interesting. Cruiserweight only show. It's going to air Tuesdays. It's going to be live after SmackDown. Holy cow. 4 hours on Tuesday night for the live audiences.
Good Lord.
It's a carryover from the Raw storylines. Is this going to help the Cruiserweights? Because one thing that we bitched about is that there's no progression on Raw with the Cruiserweights.
There's no progression, no. But at the same time, I'm not sure this is how you get it. Because the whole point of the Cruiserweights being on Raw was to kind of buff up that 3 hours that they have to fill. You know, if they can write the majority off of that onto a, onto a sideshow, then there really isn't a whole lot of incentive. I mean, you could either devote it to all the stars that you know, or, you know, try to cram in these little guys that you don't know, but they've got their own show, so why am I bothering wasting the big show on them?
Yeah. Mike, are you prepared for more wrestling on Tuesday nights?
Cruiserweights? Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you invested in the Cruiserweights on Raw at the moment?
Right now, the storyline's getting stale. I mean, they're just exhibition matches right now.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that they do something right for a change with this 205 Live. And let's not have the same people over and over and over again. Bring us some new people.
Speaking about new people, let me ask you guys this. It's not the Cruiserweights, but it's the announced team for 205 Live. Is it going to help that the announced team is Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that a no-brainer or what? Can you can you picture it? Well, you're going to be able to hear it and see it on 205 Live on the WWE Network, but just picture Mauro Ranallo getting the Cruiserweights over.
I think me and Omega speak for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need anybody else but him.
I need someone for him to play off of, then
Corey Graves, yes.
I would pick Corey.
Yeah.
Those are your two best announcers right now.
You have a guy whose puns are actually funny.
And then you got Mauro.
And then, nah, then you got Corey Graves.
That would, no, you don't understand the joke, but I wouldn't expect you to get it, of course.
That's fine.
You don't forget, I know Mauro.
I believe it.
So, but, yeah.
Oh, my God, shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm name-dropping.
You know everybody.
I don't know everybody. I just know a lot of them. Okay, most of them.
But the fact that he knows the moves according to Japanese name.
The actual name of the actual move.
Yes. That's the rock bottom. No, it's a uranagi. Just saying.
Tope suicida.
Yes.
See, that's three times fast. So, the fact that they announced that Ranallo and Graves are going to be the announced team, that perked me up a little bit, and I was really, really happy to read that. How into it is the SmackDown crowd going to be, though?
That depends. Refresh my memory. Are they filming before or after SmackDown?
After SmackDown. Afterwards.
They're going to be exhausted.
I want to go home.
Well, you know, Raw is 3 hours live. Now the SmackDown taping is going to be 3 hours as well. So they're not going to be any more exhausted than the Raw crowd, are they?
Oh, they're also filming main event, right?
Okay, 4 hours. Yeah.
You're getting value for your ticket, but good God.
Pack a lunch.
Well, you're asking people, okay, here's SmackDown. Okay, Dean Ambrose has left. Dolph Ziggler has left. Everyone you paid to see has left. But here's a bunch of guys that you never heard of. Will you please stick around so it looks like people care?
He's right.
Well, you know, one of the big selling points is it is a real good value for your ticket. You're buying a ticket for SmackDown. You get main event, you get SmackDown, and now you get 205 Live. That's really going to make SmackDown a really hot ticket, don't you think? Isn't it?
Depends on what you do with 205 Live.
Yeah, well, maybe not on TV, but like when people have some money to drop on the live shows when it comes to their towns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but are people really paying to see Brian Kendrick?
Brian Kendrick's family isn't paying to see Brian Kendrick.
But Tim says people are would pay its extra value. But are they actually paying to see Brian Kendrick?
Well, here's the thing. It's not an hour of Brian Kendrick.
Are you paying extra money to see Cedric Alexander or Rich Swann.
Well, here it is. I would be paying the, you know, I'm buying the ticket to see all of it, the entire thing. SmackDown, the main event, and the, you know, 205 Live when it starts.
Yeah, but you're a pro, yeah, but you're a fan of wrestling in general. You know, most of the people who show up to SmackDown, you know, they're there to see their favorite guy, or in this case, girl, you know?
Person. They're there to see their favorite individual.
So, you know, as soon as that main event happens and all the names you know go away, you have to get them to stick around for all these people that they barely heard of, and they really only know them through the Cruiserweight Classic. The trick is going to be to get enough momentum behind that show and actually be able to tell some storylines and be able to convince people through 205 Live to actually care about who these people are, why they're in the business, why they are wrestling, and why this is important to them. And get them invested in sticking around. Make them into stars themselves.
But
and maybe their own show is a vehicle to do that, or maybe it's just them shoving them off so they don't have to log up, you know, the main rosters with it. I don't know. We have to see.
Now, if you're a parent and you have a kid, you bring your kids to a show and school's the next day and the show now ends at, instead of 10, it ends at 11. Are you sure parents are going to stick around till 11 with the kids?
Here's the thing. It's, they're going to, yeah, because they're there because they're wrestling fans to begin with.
But school's important.
Yeah, I know school's important, but here's the other thing about it. Other sporting events will go late. Parents drag their kids to those.
But not usually during school.
Yeah, during school.
No, not all, they don't.
Yeah, they do. And here's a perfect example. This Wednesday night, there is a hockey game in Calgary between the Flames and the Arizona Coyotes. It doesn't start until 8 p.m. local time. The game won't be over till after 11. There are going to be kids at that game. The half of the attendance at that game will be kids.
The game starts at 8. It should be over by 10:30, not 11.
It'll be a look, by the time you get out of the arena, into the parking lot, into your car, into traffic, it's going to be after 11. Games end at, like, you know, they end after 10:30. It's 2 hours and change.
But now you take the show at 11. Now you're not getting out until about midnight. It's a difference. It's a difference. Parents will make that decision of not sticking around till the end of the show.
There will be some, but the point is there still will, you will still see kids at the shows. It's going to happen. It happens. It already happens.
I'm just saying it's asking a lot for parents with kids to keep their kid there 3.5 hours.
You would think so.
All WWE really wants them to do is to have enough hardcore people sticking around opposite of the hard camera to look like there's people in the crowd. You know, that's not really hard to do. I mean, you look at NXT with the lights dimmed down and all that. It kind of sets the mood. You just, okay, it's going to be a smaller crowd because a lot of people are going to cut out of there. The people who are ringside, the people who are in the first 10 rows paid a pretty penny for those tickets. They're going to stick around for whatever show they can get for that money.
Exactly.
We'll see.
And yeah, you're going to have families that go. They'll watch main event. They'll watch SmackDown Live. Then they will leave. It's, you know, it's going to happen. And I'm sure that WWE is going to try to figure something out to make sure that the hard camera side is loaded.
And they're going to have to do that quick because you don't really have much of a turnaround. You got like 2 minutes.
So, but like I say, you're still going to have parents with their kids there for the entire show. And I can speak for parents, because I happen to be one, unlike you. If I'm taking my kid to a special one-time event that I'm not taking them to every single damn week, it's a special treat. So what if they sleep in and miss the first couple hours of class? This is a special treat for the kids. Every once in a blue moon, you have to give your kids a special treat. You don't do it every week. You don't do it every month. It doesn't happen on a regular, ongoing, continuing basis. They will still have a fair amount of families there for the Cruiserweights. Some of the kids might fall asleep. It's inevitable.
That's what you want on your television, people sleeping.
Yeah, that's what they do at when they broadcast Calgary Flames games, and it's a late game. They will pan the crowd and look for the kids who are sleeping, and they will get the sleeping kids on the TV because it's cute.
It's what happens, you know? Parents take them to a special event. It's way past their bedtime. No matter how excited they are, they're going to conk out. I mean, the first, you know, I've been to, like, you know, the first Major League Baseball game I ever went to as a kid, Cubs, you know, Cubs and Reds in Cincinnati. I don't remember how it ended.
Thanks to your grandpa, right? That was thanks to your granddad.
And my parents took me.
Oh, your parents. Okay.
Yeah, I know. They were trying to get me invested in whatever they could. Let's take them to a sports game and take them to a big monster truck rally with a big transforming truck that turns into a dinosaur. I miss that truck.
Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what the crowd looks like. I have a feeling it's not going to go well for them, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's all you can do is just wait and see. Wait and see. See what happens. So.
That's pro wrestling. You wait and see.
There you go. Everybody knows that professional wrestling is scripted. As a matter of fact, that is one of the arguments for and against pro wrestling. It's scripted. Well, of course it's scripted, but so was Fast and Furious. Did you not like that movie because it wasn't real? Come on.
There should have been a lot more, there should have been a lot more improv in that. Totally too scripted for my take.
What, Fast and Furious was too scripted for you?
Yeah, it should be more improv. All movies should be. They should go off
script. All movies should be just off the cuff. Like Robin Williams on whatever movie, like Good Morning Vietnam.
Anything.
Robin Williams in anything, yeah. That guy was mad genius. He really was. And I'm still mad at him. Anyway, that being said, and Rock's smartassism aside, Mike, being a guy that stomps around the ring and wrestles guys and throws them into the ropes and into the canvas and sits on them and squishes them and smushes them, how scripted have any of your matches ever been?
Not to the point of where it's play by play. Basically, we get a card. Okay, that's the card. All right, what do we got to do? Go back to the finish area. All right, what's the finish? Blah, 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 blah. All right, cool.
Okay, there you go. Now, as somebody who was running his own indie wrestling show and was heavily involved in booking and scripting and planning things, I would say to these guys who are opening, listen, we need to make sure this crowd is hot. Pull out some holy shit moves halfway through the match. Make sure you get in a couple of this and a couple of those. And then here's your finish. And after you're done, I want you to shake his hand, and then when he climbs the rope in victory, you go and you blindside him with it and beat down. And there's your opening match to set up the next show between, you know, a wrestling match between these guys for the next show. That's set up. It's a hot match. It gets the crowd involved immediately. Boom. I just said, this is what we need. The bigger matches on that card would get more detailed. We need this done. We need that done. We need that done. You've got to get on the mic and you've got to say a certain type of stuff, you know, certain things. Make it sound good. That is how we did it. I sent you guys a link to this JPEG. It's a leaked wrestling script. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's sickening to me.
That was just a couple of weeks ago. If you look at it, the entire thing was scripted out. It's completely scripted out. These guys are told exactly what to say. This is, you look at that, this is a script for a movie or a TV show, not a wrestling program. This is one of the things I think is wrong with WWE. It's scripted right down to the air quotes.
It's like they can't add their own flair to it, no pun intended. It's like, I'm reading it now, and I already see the asterisks, you know, that's the crowd reaction. And the fact that I'm reading this and the script is play by play by play. And it's word for word. I'm just like, oh my God, this is my pet peeve. I don't like this type of format. I'm like, okay, me and my opponent, we're going to talk spots. Don't tell me the finish until the day off. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I don't like this.
Omega, after looking at that script, what do you think?
It's the kind of thing that takes all the artistry out of it. I mean, I understand you're working on a TV show, you have storylines you want to tell, you want specific things to go certain ways.
Do you really need to script in where Mick Foley burps?
No.
No, of course not.
Why the hell are they doing it?
Because they have TV show writers doing it. They don't care about the art of pro wrestling. They don't care about the performance of it. All they care about is get the lines out. This is the character you are. Go out and be a good little boy and do it the way we told you to do it.
Now, here's the thing. This is not something that's been around for all that long, relatively speaking, in the history of professional wrestling. Just look at John Cena's debut and when he first came out as the prototype and then, you know, whatever, and then, you know, Thuganomics. All of his rap blasts on other wrestlers were his own improving, and they were not scripted. He stopped doing it because they started scripting him and didn't let him go off the cuff. Is it detrimental to other, like to the wrestlers or to the wrestlers' characters?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Would you say it handicaps them?
Here's what it is. It's one person practicing their form of creativity by using somebody else's form of creativity. You know, this is the writers, you know, taking over what the wrestler is supposed to do because they feel their creative portion is more important than the wrestler's creative portion. Mm-hmm. And because they are concerned about filling 3 hours of TV time, that's just how the business is going right now. And it is unfortunate because it is stripping the wrestlers of their own personality because no one is going to know that character better than the one portraying them. Mm-hmm. You have, and this is something I say to anyone who tries to get into my little YouTube profession, someone who wants to do it themselves, is no matter what it is, do the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you are enthusiastic about, and do it the way you want to do it. Don't try to do it the way anyone else tells you to do it. Don't try to do it any way that's the popular way to do it. You do it the way you enjoy doing it because the enthusiasm is the only thing tangible that you can portray through a camera.
Now, did you guys click on that link that Rock just sent?
Yep.
Okay, that's 16 years ago. The one that I shared, you see Mick Foley music and entrance, Mick Foley promo, and Mick Foley says these words exactly. Last night, Monday Night Raw put on one hell of a show. New Cruiserweight Champion, a triple main event, first ever women's Hell in a Cell match between Charlotte and Sasha. I couldn't be more proud of everyone in the locker room, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Go on, go on, go on until you're done and Owen's music interrupts you. Look at this one from 16 years ago. Segment 1 promo. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle. Stone Cold Steve Austin, music and entrance. Stone Cold promo regarding events of Unforgiven. Stone Cold will find out who did it, and that's the bottom line. Mick Foley, music and entrance. Mick Foley promo. Stone Cold's investigation. Foley gives Austin a strong warning. Blah, 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 blah. There is no scripting on that. This is what I was talking about. This is when, you know, booking for Canadian All Pro, pretty much how our run sheet went. This is who's wrestling. This is the segment. This is what's happening. These are the highlights and the points you touch on.
Yeah, that's bullet pointing. You know, that's how you get the person who is behind the character into their own character.
Yes. It's
by letting them just go, you know, and that, the genuineness, you know, them being into it does come across to the viewer, and that's how they get into somebody that they are watching. You look at guys who are being crammed into these gimmicks that just do not fit them, or they're doing these promos and things that just do not sound like a real human being. And people can see right through that because the humanity of it is lost in the in the translation. You look at things like The New Day and Bray Wyatt, you know, the guys, you know, and right now Enzo.
Yeah.
You know, the guys who get to do the things that they do. You know, the guys who get to do themselves and are writing for themselves. And they are by far the most over things on the roster.
That's just that you can tell who's been told, all right, go out and do your thing. And you can tell who's been told, read this word for word. But by the same token, guys like Jericho, you know that this whole list of Jericho was somebody else's idea, but it works because Jericho is making it work. And yeah, it's a play off of Jericho's list of 1,004 holds.
Jimmy Jacobs created it, by the way.
Jimmy Jacobs created the list of Jericho.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's part of WWE Creative now.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho gave him credit for actually the one coming up with it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you could tell, you knew that somebody else did it for Jericho, but Jericho's making it work.
Well, yeah. I'm just giving out the facts.
Yeah, just the facts, ma'am.
Because I'm sitting here looking at different scripts that have popped up in the years.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot heavier scripted as the years go on.
It's overdone. In my opinion, it's too much, Omega.
Oh, it's way too much.
Mike?
Too much, indeed, too much.
There you go. WWE, back off and let the wrestlers do their thing, and I know that you will listen to what we tell you because we're the fans, and we know what we're talking about. You don't.
We know how to run your television show.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah. That being said,
put us in charge of your billion-dollar empire.
And watch it crumble in no time. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, and live free 100% of the time on the TuneIn app on your mobile device. Download TuneIn, search for a Wild Talk Radio Network, add it to your favorites, listen to WTR programming no matter where you are anytime we have a live show. That being said, don't go anywhere. We got more coming up right after this final break of the evening. We'll be right back. Any given time, I can fast forward. Y'all can sit in line, I be past all it. When I know it's mine, I don't ask for it. Why doesn't everyone know I'm all last for it? I'm just counting the miles like a dashboard. The distance I've traveled from then.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
And the votes are in.
All right, the voting is officially ended.
How many votes was there?
There were 912 votes.
Wow. That was the second to last vote. 911 was used up. That's a lot of fucking votes.
Thank you very much.
Actually, wait, no.
We almost got as many as Matt Hardy.
Wait, no, 913. I refreshed it at the end.
One good thing about this, no matter what happens and who wins, you're going to have all of us on the cabinet. Because one way or the other, we're going to win.
I don't think Rob chose a single one of us, did he?
No, he didn't.
What a mess.
What? No, I picked Rob.
Yeah, he picked me.
Picked Rock, the moderator. Right? He's the producer who doesn't produce anything. Come on now.
He hasn't said a bad thing about me all the time. He's been very polite.
That's because he has to seem like he's neutral. He's Switzerland for a reason, and you're rewarding Switzerland.
Hey, I like the chocolate.
Coming in fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Wait, what?
Jobber.
Coming in at fourth place with 4% of the vote
was Candidate Subway making Getting High great again.
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking, I'm gonna go burn something. How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't even kill on Facebook.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Really?
But, in the tie, because percentage-wise, one person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Damn, that's close.
So coming in at third is Ace.
Yes!
Whoa! Woo! Holy, I'm shocked. I bet you, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit in his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or my name was right above him, though.
Is it a couple of times when I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber? That was so pissed.
So which means the president of the CB Radio Party is... the Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber.
Woohoo!
Alright, so it boiled down to Jobber had 40% of the vote.
Holy fuck!
Rob's been in third place the entire time and pulled ahead tonight at the very end. It was boiled down to 257 votes for Rob, 255 for Ace. Both had 28% of the vote.
Wow. And how many did Jobber have?
366.
Jesus.
Fucking nobody voted for me.
You know what? Thank you all. It proves that trying does matter.
Check out the entire CB Radio Party Election Fun at cbradiolive.com.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels, letting you know that you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Attack. He said, stumbling over his words, tripping over his tongue.
Try that again.
Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. There, is that better?
That's more like...
That's more closer-ness.
Right here on the Wildcat Radio Network.
Wildcat?
Yeah, remember the Colt Cabana thing, Wildcat, anyway.
The Wildcat Radio Network, thanks to Colt Cabana?
Uh-huh.
Coke Cabana?
I caught that.
Coke Banana?
Hi, everybody. We're back.
Yeah, we're back, and you're listening to us for some weird reason, but thanks for doing so anyway. Hey, it's the all-time time, all-time fantasy time.
With
the all-time Survivor Series time. Team time.
Thing.
Tim?
Explain the idea, Tim.
What's your ultimate fantasy Survivor Series team? Here's the thing. Pick a five-man Survivor Series team for your all-time fantasy team. It's the Survivor Series that you want to see. How's that for an exploitation?
Stupendous, Tim.
Okay, great.
This was your idea, so, you know, lead us off.
You know, I say shit, and you decide that, we'll put that in there and say it's Tim's idea. I just like, you know, talk about shit. That's all it was. It wasn't like, hey, let's do this.
Talk about something which leads to a conversation on air that never, ever happens on this show or the network.
That never happens here.
No, it doesn't. So, Omega, you had a chance to put together a team. What was your team?
Can I remember what the team was?
You should.
I want to say the team was Austin, Lesnar, Triple H, Mankind, and Jericho.
Now, you were very specific in what era of Triple H you wanted on your team.
Yes, I was. So I wanted Triple H in his prime.
So Triple H in his prime on your team.
Yes.
So you took a mixture of old and new.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, how did you break it down?
Well, I went with Team Indy, but as I started to think about it, Team Captain, Evolution's Triple H, Bobby Roode, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens.
And why did you sort of go in that direction?
Because that to me would have been a very successful evolution. You have Triple H, like I thought of it as a stable, because I said, you know what, let me see how this would be as a stable. And they are stable on my 2K17. With that, Triple H, that to me, that's his best time, was Evolution's Triple H, 2003-04 Triple H. Seth Rollins, need I say more, NXT Seth Rollins. AJ Styles now, Kevin Owens, NXT Kevin Owens. Those to me are very good picks. You have someone who knows, who learned from Ric Flair, Bobby Roode, someone who wants to learn from Triple H, Seth Rollins, a younger Triple H, Kevin Owens, bad mouth of Austin, Austin's mouthiness, and AJ Styles, you gotta have a high flyer somewhere.
And Omega, would you like to tell everyone how you came about your team?
Rock told me he was simulating the team, so I just picked everyone in the game who had over a 90 rating.
Slut.
And this is where we say, so, we're doing this. Team Tim versus Team Rock. Team Omega versus Team Mike. The winners of those two battles will then face off in a final, and then there will be a loser's bracket as well. The videos will be available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. A couple of them are up right now. This is why you should subscribe. you would know what the hell is going on before it gets announced on there, since we're a week behind on the show.
Because they're up on YouTube, and holy cow, look at those two matches.
So, Tim.
Yeah?
What was your team?
My five-member team?
Your five-member team.
The ultimate five-member team. I looked at Cena, Flair, Hogan, Hart, and Shawn Michaels.
And why? How did you come up with that?
For the five guys? Well, Hogan, he's, you know, the legend of the industry, right? Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game. John Cena, he is the second biggest face of the company. Well, okay, the third biggest face of the company after Hogan. And then, of course, Bret Hart. People, oh, you picked Bret because you're Canadian, you're from Calgary, and you love Bret Hart, blah, blah, blah. You want to marry him and have his kids. No, Bret Hart is one of the best technical wrestlers of all time who graduated to the main event heavyweight division of WWE. Flair, I picked him because, again, like I said, dirtiest player in the game. Shawn, he was trained lucha. And when he's bad guy Shawn, he can be really dirty. When he's good guy Shawn, he's a hell of a flyer.
All right, there you go.
And that's the logic behind my picks. I didn't look at the wrestling game and go, oh, I'm going to get this rating and that rating and that rating. At least I had logic behind my picks, damn it.
See, I sort of went with Survivor Series history and who has a good track record. Randy Orton has a very good track record at Survivor Series. So does John Cena. Especially Shawn Michaels. We all know about the history with The Undertaker. And The Rock made his debut at Survivor Series. So he won it in 96. He also won it in 98 when he did the other screw job that sort of gets brushed under the carpet when they screwed Mankind. So that's my five. We broke it down to three. Omega, your three were Triple H, Brock Lesnar, and Steve Austin, correct?
Yep.
My three were Orton, Undertaker, and The Rock. Tim, who were yours?
My three? Bret, Flair, and Shawn.
And Mike's three were...
Trips?
No.
No. Screw you.
Your three for the tournament.
You were Styles, Rollins, and Owens.
Yeah, Styles, Rollins, Owens.
That's what it was. So I'm trying to think of off the top of my head what it was. So, we have all those battles put together. The first two matches are on YouTube right now. We'll put the winner up, and we'll put the loser bracket up at some point this week. One of them still has to be filmed.
My question for you, Rock, do you remember what I said to you when you first started simming the match between you and me?
Well, no. What'd you say?
How bad am I going to get my ass kicked by your team?
Yeah.
How long did that match go for?
56 minutes.
56 goddamn minutes long. I expected a 30-minute battle.
Well, the second match I filmed was like 26 minutes.
26 minutes between Omega and Mike?
Omega and Mike went 26 minutes.
Might be something to be said about going after the highest-rated players of the game.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, yes, I do, smartass.
The finals went 46 minutes.
The finals?
The finals went 46 minutes.
The finals between who?
Well, you have to subscribe to the YouTube channel or go to youtube.com/rockradioshow and you can watch.
Who won?
Go watch the videos and find out.
You can actually tell them who the finals were through.
No, we're not. Gotta go watch the videos.
Well, why can't you tell them?
It's the point to go watch the video, Tim.
Go watch the damn videos, people. He'll never, ever relent. Never, ever.
They will also be posted tomorrow in the video game section right here at wildtalkradio.com.
And, yeah, if I were you, I'd go watch because it's fun.
And I can't tell you about the loser's bracket because that one hasn't been filmed yet.
Damn.
I've had other things to film, like Survivor Series.
Hey, Survivor Series, isn't that coming up really soon?
Next week.
Can you believe Survivor Series is next Sunday night, kids?
It's WWE, it's a pay-per-view. Yep.
Do you know what that means?
No, Tim, what does that mean?
That we gotta do a Survivor Series pick'em tonight.
That we do. Remember, you go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and post your picks when the official sheet comes out. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or at Flames Forums as well to get your predictions for the shows. And you can also do it on a variety of show Facebook pages and Twitters as well. So, you have the card, Tim?
No.
Okay. All right. Intercontinental title's on the line. Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn. We'll go with Mike first.
Dolph Ziggler.
Why?
They're not gonna have him lose it that easily. He's not injury prone at all. Nobody super kicked him in the head. He's fine. Give him his run.
Tim.
They're not gonna give Ziggler the title just to take it off him this quickly. He is injury prone. He's currently not injured. However, they're gonna give him some time. How long did they take to build up Dolph Ziggler with matches upon matches? I mean, they were so hard at work on building up Ziggler over The Miz that they filmed the KFC goddamn commercial.
And since then, he has feuded with the Spirit Squad and Kurt Hawkins. Just saying.
That's after the fact.
That's after the fact. So you're going Dolph Ziggler?
I'm going Dolph Ziggler.
What about the random thing picker? Have you warmed that up yet?
It is still loading up, dude.
All right, so we'll go to Omega.
Ziggler.
Why Ziggler?
Number one, I don't foresee a scenario where you have the IC belt and the US title on Raw. There's no stipulation in here that Zayn would jump brands if he were the champion.
But wouldn't it be awesome if he did?
It would. Other than Zayn and Owens be on opposite shows.
That'd be alright for now since they're not doing anything together.
Yeah, but at one point you want to see them try to kill each other again.
Maybe.
No, definitely.
Yeah, okay, you get it.
But beyond that, like Tim basically said it, like they spent so long building him up to that title with The Miz that was such a long time before they finally pulled the trigger. They're not going to take it off of him this fast. Like it's WWE, so logic goes out the window, but you're not going to put that much time into something just to blow it that easily.
And the random thing picker says,
Sami Zayn, the dumb thing.
Up next, the Cruiserweight title is on the line. The Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto. And if Kalisto wins, SmackDown Live gets the Cruiserweights. Omega.
Going Kalisto. With 205 Live being taped with SmackDown, that makes absolute sense that the Cruiserweight division would come to them. Especially, 205 Live, if the show actually is live, it would kind of have to be there with SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit weird to have the show that's taped in the same place SmackDown just finished just happen to still be with the red brand.
All right, Mike.
Number one, fuck you, Omega.
what?
Whore. Number two.
Whore. Wait a minute.
What?
You don't get paid to sleep around, do you?
Not anymore.
He called you a whore.
I did.
No, I know why he said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
But the winner's Kalisto.
Tim.
Normally it wouldn't make sense to take the title off the title holder this quickly after the title holder wins the title, but it doesn't make sense to have, after we talked about the Cruiserweights, doesn't make sense to have the Cruiserweights on Raw and tape it on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and the random thing picker says...
Kalisto.
Kalisto? What?
That's the female Microsoft Sam saying, Kalisto.
You know what? Try getting rid of the I and using two E's instead. Just do it.
What was it? Get rid of the I and two E's?
Yeah, replace the I with two E's.
Kalisto.
Oh, that was closer.
Kalisto.
It was a little
Kalisto.
Closer. Oh, wait.
It said Kalisto still. Anyway.
My favorite comedian, Frank Caliendo.
No, that's Frank Caliendo. Get it right. Wait a minute. Which one's Caliendo?
The one who does all the impressions.
That's what I thought, where he goes seamlessly from John Madden to George Bush.
Yes, yeah,
that's Frank Caliendo.
That's Caliendo. I love it when they play him on the Funny 1060.
Right, let's try this one more time.
Kalisto.
Yay!
It's three different words now.
Kalisto. I still get Kelly kick out of that one.
All right, it is Team Raw versus Team SmackDown in a traditional 10-on-10 Survivor Series tag team elimination match. So you have 10 from SmackDown, 10 from Raw. Who are you going with, Mike? Team SmackDown tag teams or Team Raw tag teams?
Team SmackDown.
Why?
Because for some odd reason, I think they're going to be that team, and then James Ellsworth is going to be involved.
Why would he be on the tag team thing?
He's oh, that tag team. Yeah, team Raw.
Wrong team.
We're going with the tag teams.
Ew. Team. Oh crap. No. Team Raw.
Okay. Omega.
Team SmackDown.
Why Team SmackDown?
Looking at the roster of tag teams, their teams have a lot more to prove. This could actually be a way of getting a few of them over by surviving the match.
Okay. Tim.
Team Raw.
Why Team Raw?
I don't know, just cause.
And the random thing picker says?
Team SmackDown.
That's easy. You should have made it try to pronounce Breeze Dango.
Okay, Rock.
Breeze Dango.
Breeze Dango.
Oh shit, you did it right.
Alright, we'll try this one. Fandango.
Fandango.
It knows it.
Damn.
Alright. It is the women of Raw versus the women of SmackDown. Omega.
Women of Raw.
Why?
Because it's written in the sky with neon signs. Bayley is going to be the sole survivor.
It really is. If it's not, then they're telling the wrong story.
And doing it wrong, too. Think about it. Think about it.
Tim, who you got?
Yeah, it's female Team Raw.
Any reason?
What did Omega tell you?
Mike, who you got?
Team Raw.
Are you going with Omega's answer, too?
Because Natalia is going to fuck it up for SmackDown.
Why do you say that?
Natalia is the coach for Team SmackDown.
Yeah, she is.
Becky Lynch is on the team.
Okay. And the random thing picker says...
Women of Raw because Omega said it should be.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, she talks fast. You know, you can slow that speed down a little bit.
It's been the same speed the entire time. It decided to go really fast on that one. We'll try this one again.
Women of Raw because Omega said it should be.
Omega.
Omega.
Holy shit, all of a sudden you're a watch worn by James Bond.
That's like one of the first computers I had. It was an Omega.
Yeah, but they also make wristwatches.
It is Team Raw versus Team SmackDown men's side. Mike.
SmackDown.
Why SmackDown?
Actually, no. Neither. Team Shield.
Team Shield.
No, I'm kidding. Team SmackDown, because I see a lot of friction with Team Raw. But then again, I see a lot... Wait, Shane McMahon. Oh, God. Team SmackDown is winning, definitely. Because I've realized now that they're making... They're making Shane McMahon the fighting quote unquote commissioner. So I hate to say it, Team SmackDown.
Okay, Tim.
SmackDown.
Why?
They've gotta get a win here.
Okay. Omega.
Team SmackDown. If I've learned anything from brand splits, it's that they only pay-per-views like this only exist to get SmackDown over. It's pretty much been the theme of every single pay-per-view that's ever pitted the two brands against each other. Hey guys, please pay attention to SmackDown because they keep beating Raw. Never works, but hey, they keep trying.
They keep trying. And the random thing picker says...
Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta, The Shield.
It did not!
I like her thinking.
Otherwise known as...
Men of Raw.
And then we have Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. Tim.
Gold Lesnar.
Can't split your vote like that.
Lesnar.
Why?
Because Lesnar.
Gold Lesnar.
Mike.
Goldberg's gonna win, but he's not going to win the way he wants to. Goldberg is going to win via disqualification.
Why? It's his last match.
Quote unquote. I think they're gonna mania it. Brock Lesnar's gonna be like, hey, if he couldn't have beaten me, so boom, disqualification. And they're gonna finish it at WrestleMania. Two things are gonna happen. Either Goldberg wins clean, and Brock Lesnar bitches and complains and claims he wants a rematch, or Goldberg is going to win via disqualification because Brock Lesnar is going to be dirty. Or Paul Heyman.
Rock, do you think Mike was eavesdropping on my supposition on how we could extend Goldberg's run to WrestleMania?
I don't know, but it's an awful idea.
Because he just basically said why the scenario, the hypothetical that I posited a few weeks ago.
I understand that, but...
Yeah, yes it is. It is a very bad idea. It is a very horrible idea, but Rocky and I both know WWE logic.
payday. If there's a potentially another payday, they'll talk him into doing it.
Mike, you say anything with Shane McMahon in action is gold to you, right?
They're not going to do that. It's not going to be him and Shane at WrestleMania.
Okay. Omega.
Lesnar.
Why Lesnar?
This is really only good for one shot. You're not going to regenerate the hype. No one's going to pay to see another event of Goldberg. This is a one-time go. You've got one payday to make here. Make the best of it. And above all, Lesnar's the one under contract. Goldberg is here, signed for one match. Lesnar still has time. And the whole point of Brock Lesnar is to kill everything in his path. You can't bring in somebody who hasn't wrestled in 12 years to kind of break that mystique. You can't. Goldberg is here to do one thing, to get Lesnar over one of the few ghosts in his past that he has.
And the random thing picker says...
Goldberg.
So there you have it. Those are the matches announced so far. There should be probably more matches announced since it's 4 hours long. Yeah, Survivor Series starts at 7 p.m. Eastern.
And we haven't had the pre-show match announced yet.
And the pre-show starts at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's early.
The matches probably won't start till 6 or 6:30, but they're doing the two-hour pre-show because they can.
That doesn't help.
I know it doesn't help, but that's what they're doing. Anyway, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Post your picks when the sheet goes up.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
This week on the all-time greatest that you've been able to vote at WrestleTalkRadio.com for is the Hart Foundation versus the McMahon-Helmsley faction regime. Omega.
McMahon-Helmsley. I mean, family connections aside, you have history with Bret and Owens, so it's it's hard to say family over beats all in that case. But in the situation of like McMahon-Helmsley, you had one of your top stars with one of your top authority figures with a lot of really solid backup behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Like McMahon and Helmsley were just dominant at that time. It was a really hard faction to overcome. It wasn't like an authority level where it was just I should say it this way. It was like authority before the authority. Because you had groups that were in league, like the NWO, were in league with the bosses. This is literally I'm married to the boss, which back then was it's kind of hard to get one over on him at that point.
A little bit.
Yeah, that would be the more dominant faction.
All right, Mike.
Fuck. Oh, boy. I would have to go with... I'm going to have to go with the McMahon-Helmsley regime. I mean, just like Omega said, you had everything that you needed in the palm of your hand. Sorry. You had Dad... I'm sorry, stepfather, owner, Stephanie McMahon, princess, Shane McMahon, brother. You had a whole royal flush, and he was living in that world. I love the Hart dynasty. Don't get it twisted, but just like, family aside, bad blood. So, McMahon-Helmsley regime.
Tim.
I'm trying to figure out who Vince is the stepfather of.
Yeah,
father-in-law, but you get the picture.
I didn't get the stepfather thing, but...
Yeah, stepfather, father-in-law. Two different things, Mike.
Sorry. Okay.
No,
sleepy.
No, I got it. I could... He's the stepfather of Gerald Briscoe.
He's the stepfather-in-law.
Jesus.
Well, the Hart Foundation and all its incarnations is up for picking on this one, and you could pick the Hart Foundation and include all incarnations. The problem is, whenever you go up against any faction that has a McMahon in it, it's almost impossible to beat any faction that has a McMahon in it, because it's got a McMahon in it. It's not fair by association. by default, by affiliation, by asphyxiation. It's just not fair, damn it! In every other instance, it would be the Hart Foundation unless it was somebody else. Wait for it. See if anybody picks up on that one. I'm breaking my neck doing this. But I'm picking the McMahon-Helmsley. It was the precursor to the Authority for one thing. For one thing. I want to pick the Hart Foundation desperately.
But you can't.
But I can't. And that's bullshit. But
if it was fair, they wouldn't be heels.
I want to, but I don't. So, yeah.
So we turn it over to the people, and the people say...
With 57% of the vote, the McMahon-Helmsley regime.
But they can say that clearly. All right.
Stupid Microsoft bitch.
Up next, it is the Aces and Eights versus the New World Order, Mike.
There's no comparison whatsoever. The New World Order revolutionized Monday Night Wars and Stables. Aces and Eights, because it was just a ripoff of what the fuck was that show? That's how you know it's bad for me. New World Order.
Omega.
New World Order is the original, is almost always better than the sequel. That's all Aces and Eights was. It was New World Order with masks.
Tim.
Anything after the New World Order that was imitating the New World Order is an imitation of the New World Order. Is that another way of saying what Omega just said? New World Order.
All right, and then we go to the people.
With 67% of the vote, the New World Order.
I like mysterious voice for this segment. Work. All right, so next time in the All-Time Greatest, we move to the next round. It will feature DX versus the Heenan family. Oh, we did that one already. Never mind.
It's the other one.
It's the other one. I was looking at the wrong...
You're looking at the wrong one. Look at the right one.
I was looking at the wrong one. It's called We Haven't Done These Shows in a While, so I can't find the format. So, it's right in there somewhere. So we'll have it. Next week, upvote at WrestleTalkRadio.com. So now it's time for the all-time, not the all-time quiz.
Wow. No, quick hits. Pay attention.
I'm tired now. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Time now for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits.
Mike, what is the worst superpower to...
Wow, I can't say the word have. Mike, what is the worst superpower to have?
The worst superpower to have... Reading minds.
Why is that the worst?
Because there are certain things that a person can say, and then, like, you can read their mind, and then it's like, oh, God, why did I need to know that? Or, yeah, there's some stuff that people know about you, and they don't want you to know, and then you're just like, ooh, sneaky, and then it hurts your feelings. You can't turn the abilities off, some of the abilities. And I think mind reading is one of them.
Tim, what is the worst superpower to have?
The worst superpower to have? Mind reading is actually not the worst superpower to have. What would be the worst superpower to have?
That's why I asked you.
I'm trying to think. I don't know just yet. What would be the worst superpower to have?
It's a good thing you have 60 seconds to decide.
Yeah, we're going to have to get...
Now's the night for the time limit.
The ability to make time go faster would be a really bad superpower to have.
So that's your answer?
Sure, why not? Because I can't goddamn think of anything else.
Omega, what is the worst superpower to have?
This is where we define what a superpower actually entails.
Because it's easy to think Marvel or DC Comics or something like that. I once read a book series where everyone had some kind of ability, but it could be as grand as shape-shifting and controlling all plant life or something like that, or as minor as putting a spot on the wall. Which is pretty damn lame. I don't like shrink abilities.
No?
No. It's like you get characters like Ant-Man. Okay, fine, he got his own movie, but like they had in the comic books, he wasn't like a credible superhero until he could actually like grow in size. Mm-hmm. But shrinking down, it's kind of hard to find an enemy that's appropriate to shrink for. And then he had his wife, who never did the growing. She just shrank. And anytime you saw her fight, it's just like, oh, yeah, she's here. It never contributes much. Not to mention, you could die real easy. Just one stray foot.
Could. All right, Mike, what is the worst song you've ever heard?
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Tim, what is the worst song you've ever heard?
Oh, fuck. Something I don't even want to remember. Something on YouTube that somebody convinced me to listen to, and I listened to 10 seconds of it and said, fuck this, and clicked it off.
Just
a minute. I'm getting there. Stall for time while I call it up.
That's why we have the background loop. Since we need to actually stall for time, because he's still looking things up. Let's see. This week in WTR Fantasy, let's give them a little bit of an update for week 11. Team Omega had -3, Team Tim had -3, Team Rock had 1, Team Lindsay had 10, Team Mike had 12, and Team Intern had 20.
Jesus Christ.
Bitch.
Overall scores. Team Tim has 47. Team Omega has 60. Team Lindsay has 98. Team Intern has 116. Team Mike has 118. Team Rock has 121.
Oh, come on!
It's a close battle. Alright, I gave you a minute, Tim. Have you figured it out yet?
Hang on.
Alright, Omega. We'll go back to Tim. What's the worst song you've ever heard?
God, it's usually a toss-up between all of those songs that go viral for all the wrong reasons. Like, on the level of, like, William Hung, She Bang, What Does the Fox Say was hideous.
That's Kane Kane's favorite song. He's gonna kill me in 3, 2.
Yeah, wait for the feed to catch up.
Somebody gonna kill you? Who's gonna kill you?
I don't know. I was gonna throw in Gangnam Style in there too. That grates my nerves every time I hear it now. But I don't know. The fucking Fox song is probably the overall worst. Like, I'm sure I've heard worse, but that's the only one in my head.
And there it is. Right in the chat room. Fuck you. Thank you. Thank you, Brent. And Tim has this one.
It takes a while. You've clicked the YouTube link, didn't you?
I did. Should have said that.
What in the butt? I said what in the butt? I said what in the butt? I said what
like
in
I said, butt. Viral
you wanna
songs.
Do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt?
I'm amazed. I just saw the viewership count on that.
62 million.
Yeah.
What the... Oh, my God. Okay.
Viral shit. This is the internet.
Yeah, it's posted by Sam Well, who does a lot of out there shit. That's he's like a radio comedian.
Okay, then. That'll do it for Quick Hits.
And that means that'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wall Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, programming note next week, WTR Sunday Night will be doing the Survivor Series live post-down review show. Don't expect us to be on the air until after 9:15 p.m. Mountain Time, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Just in case. But tune in early, just in case, because you never know. But it's a combined pay-per-view. It's going to start early. Be guaranteed it's going to end late. With that programming note in mind, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night immediately following Raw, because it's the immediately following Raw show.
Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, what he said. Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
This Thursday night, we will be previewing NXT TakeOver Toronto. We will be previewing the Survivor Series. We'll have the SmackDown Throwdown. It is The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, All Rack Radio Show. Check out The Rack Extra, Total Bellas Season 1, Episode 6. That's now available. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Episode 1, which will be available on Thursday. So check that all out. It's all available at RackRadioShow.com. Again, subscribe to YouTube.com/RackRadioShow for 5 days of YouTube WWE 2K17 content. Plus, this week you get additional content from Survivor Series Sims and the NXT TakeOver Sims. It's all available at YouTube.com/RackRadioShow.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I can get to it, it's another election. I mean, no, wait, it's another edition of CB Radio.
The election is over. Jobber will have a speech. We'll have all the fun stuff. Go back and listen to last night's three-hour epic. We'll be available tomorrow at CBRadioLive.com and WildTalkRadio.com. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the .com. Apparently we're on Instagram, Instagram.com/CBRadioLive. I don't know what's on there, but it's a thing. So check it all out. Also, Ace Periscope's during the show, so follow him on Periscope, CB Radio Live, all that fun stuff. CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight-ish.
And I already told you about the programming note for next Sunday night for WTR Sunday night. Enjoy Survivor Series, everybody, and then tune in to find out if we enjoyed Survivor Series and why we think you should have or should not have along with us. And that said, follow Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. You know what? Follow the Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, Russell Talk Radio is on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. At Russell Talk Radio. Which one is it?
At WTR Sunday Night.
See, I knew it was one of them.
Both on Facebook and the Twitter.
Oh, for crying out loud, follow me at Flames Forums. And if you're into hockey at all, get in touch with me if you want to write anything about hockey for the all-new revamped CalgaryFlamesForum.com. Go check it out if you're a hockey fan. News coming. Opinions coming. Articles coming. The brand-new website revamped, ready to go almost anytime. CalgaryFlamesForum.com. I think I plugged myself enough. I think Omega should plug himself.
Oh, my turn.
You need an Uzi for all the plugging you do.
I try to keep it concise. Yeah, I am all over the internet, as it turns out, usually under the name TJ Omega, except if you are the Facebook type, I can be followed there at TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, it is TJ Omega over on Twitter. It is TJ Omega over on YouTube, where I always have content on the way. And it is TJOmega.org, where a bunch of exclusive videos usually lie.
Oh, and if you want another hook on why you should subscribe to YouTube.com/RockRadioShow, you get to see virtual TJ Omega.
Yeah, if I'm just too real for you, you can get the less real version of me over on his channel.
Yeah. And Tim's there as well.
Where am I?
YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show.
No way.
Virtual Tim is there.
Virtual Tim is there?
Virtual Tim is there.
You posted my ring entrance, didn't you, motherfucker?
I did. That's how I sent it to you to see it.
Yeah.
Mike.
And for those that want to, quote-unquote, add me, you can add me on Twitter. It is the WTR Oreo. This week, I will be posting more creator wrestlers from WWE 2K17. Nothing, no canon, no original characters, just something that I was working on, you know, wrestling designs and whatnot. And who knows, there may be a Tim Stein.
I doubt you could do it accurately.
And you're probably right.
I'll help you.
No, he won't.
No, I won't help you do it accurately. I'll just help you bugger it up.
He didn't want to look like the Canadian John Cena. So he's now the Canadian.
So
he's
now you make me look like the Canadian Undertaker.
No, you're the Canadian Enzo.
Was that who that is?
The jacket was.
It doesn't look like Enzo.
Doesn't look like the Undertaker.
More like the Undertaker than Enzo. But seriously, the first rendition, the first version looked like Canadian John Cena.
Tim didn't like the jorts.
I've never worn jorts. I don't agree with them. I think they're the work of the devil. I
don't agree with them.
Yeah,
there's a lot of disputes with jorts.
There you go.
We do not see eye to eye.
All right, you know what? I think it's time for us to end this little webcast. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday immediately following Survivor Series.